anymore. I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Just to add to that, because I think it is important and it's impacting all of us, the matter of emotion and instability that relies so much on the circumstances. When things are good, we're happy. When things are not good, according to us, we're not happy. And the circumstances becomes a control of our emotion. There's another minor prophet also that spoke about circumstances not pleasant at all. There was no reason to rejoice when there was no fig or grapes or olive or cattle. Habakkuk chapter 3, the last few verses, he said, even if all of these fails, I rejoice in the Lord. So he kind of take his emotion, relying on the circumstances to activate this emotion, positive or negative, to have stability by having the source of joy to be in the Lord. Of course, as we have heard, God have created these emotions in us, but it need to be sanctified and controlled by the Spirit of God, but not by the circumstances.
Okay, I was thinking that this is a real case study here for the field in which I am. This is bipolar behavior here on the part of Jonah. A man who can swing from one pole to the next at any given moment. And yet, God is gracious to answer to every circumstance. So no matter whether there is a form of any type of mental illness, there is what is available in the resources of God to meet the man at his present need.
Could you say that what God was teaching Jonah was a lesson he failed to learn in chapter 2 when it's about mercy? That maybe Jonah wasn't just glad for the gourd because it gave him shade, but because it came up in a night, he thought he was going to get what he wanted? Because, okay, here I am sitting angry, but God just gave me this gourd to comfort me, so maybe God is really listening to me. But then the gourd is taken away from him. And so Jonah had to recognize that the mercy that God shows him, God could just as easily take away. And which is exactly what he did to Nineveh. So the lesson he failed to learn from the fish is the lesson that God is still trying to teach him. That the mercy God has for Jonah and shows Jonah, and that Jonah and Israel has always enjoyed, is the same mercy he has toward everyone. And it's his sovereign right to show it.
Understand. I don't know if Nineveh, Amal, drank milk in the field we work, but I'm sure Brother David was not advertising. But it's a matter of something that is really a wonderful lesson, to see how the Lord asked him the second lesson or the second time question. When he prepares the worm, he prepares an east wind. And then he asked him again in verse 9. He says, doest thou well to be angry for the plant? The greatest lesson that Jonah had to learn, that he could have the ability to learn in the school of God, that he was extremely upset when the plant was destroyed. He was extremely upset when the plant was destroyed. And for us, dear brethren, the lesson we need to understand, that God is in control of all things, and he is sovereign to change our circumstances at any given moment. He gives him the shade for the head, and the next thing is, he takes it away. It's like he reminded us of Job. But Jonah says, yeah, I do wish well, I'm angry. You know, he has the defiance in somehow to say yes. But the lesson was that God wanted Jonah to see that if you are upset about a plant that gave you shade, you are blaming me for people that I have created. How dare you? In one hand, how dare you? And brethren, this is where we have to submit to the work of God and rejoice in his heart of grace and mercy that is displayed toward us and toward mankind in general. And I trust, I don't know, but I trust that Jonah have learned this lesson at the end of this book, that he can see things from God's perspective now.
Jonah again and the Lord Jesus. When Jonah would say, in answering back to God, yeah, I am angry unto death. You know, when the Lord Jesus said expressions, he said, my soul exceedingly sorrow unto death. It was a totally different attitude, totally different demeanor toward God's will than what Jonah have. Jonah was obnoxious. And really, in answering God the way he answered, yet again, how merciful God is in taking Jonah at his own level. Every time God, Jonah asked for his life to be taken, God answered him the same way. Twice he asked for that, and twice God answered him the same way. The first time Jonah didn't answer, the second time Jonah answered in verse 9, and he said, yeah, I am angry unto death. I am just so full of anger. I would like to die right now. I cannot take it anymore. Nothing is going my way. And here God comes in mercy and unfold before him his heart. How compassionate God on his creation. How compassionate God is. He loves mankind. You see, Satan trying to paint a picture of God that he is a hater of mankind. Every time something happened, man, right, even unbelievers who do not claim that there is a God that exists, say, look what God had done. Look what God had done. That's what Satan is trying to paint to the world. But what we learn here is this. God have really... Jonah didn't have mercy on Nineveh. God did. And God had compassion upon these people. He said, there is many cattle in there. There is little ones in there. I have compassion on these people. And Jonah, have you learned the lesson? The mercy of God, the heart of God. But there is no greater expression of the mercy and the heart of God than on Golgotha's hell. That's where we see mercy in its abundance and the flood of grace and love displayed in no greater way than mankind have ever seen.
I was thinking of, in that form of the mercy of God, you might as well compare what took place in Sodom and Gomorrah and the heart of Abraham, you know, was a heart that he went down, well, God went down as low as 10, right? 10 righteous. I will spare the city. And Abraham is there looking to see if he might find that 10 righteous. Here is Jonah, not in any way concerned about God's mercy upon a city where there was a response to the message of God.